I look really good.
Oh, I didn't grab my water. One moment. I'm gonna get my water. Have fun talking to the podcast people.
Hi, podcast people. Dad, Emily, whoever else might be listening. Thank you for joining us. I hope you can hear me. I lost my dongle to get my, what's that thing called? A microphone, like, connected to my computer, so I'm just using the computer audio. I hope it works. It looks like it will. I should just buy new equipment. My headphones were like $25 off of Amazon. They work. They work fine. The problem is the cord that I use them to connect to my computer. Like the little headphone jack cord. I bought that from the dollar store. I should get a new one. Great laptop. Great headphones. I should get a new charger too. Everything is falling apart. I'm fine. Life is fine. Living is just so expensive, you know? You have to spend money for, like, everything. You want me to spend money on food and then spend money on the space that I live in and then spend money on the utilities for the space that I live in to keep the food cold that I bought to stay alive. There's just so much. Then you need me to buy clothes to clothe myself in the establishment that I live in. It's extra money. I don't even buy clothes that often. I still have clothes from high school. Then you want to do anything? Cost money. You want to go anywhere? Cost money. You work from home? That costs more money. Probably using so much electricity to get my monitors working. Why does everything cost so much money? Like, I'm fine. I have a job. Everything's fine. It's just so much. It's exhausting. Working 40 hours a week is exhausting. Just doing that forever. Ugh. I'm sure this is exactly what Eric had in mind when he said he was going to get some water. Elena ranting about money. Oh, here he is.
So, I've been listening for like a minute or two, just off screen, because I realized that you didn't see me when I first got back down here. So I was like, let me just put the headphones on. And everything you just talked about was like my life as I was looking at my budget last night. It's just like, why does everything cost so much?
Yep.
Every individual section of this budget feels like a reasonable amount of money to spend on these things over a month or over the course of a year or whatever. And then I add it all up and it's like exactly the same amount of money as what I make in a year. And so I save no money.
Yep.
Based off of my projected expenditures. And it's just like,
yep.
Why is this the way this is? I had this idea in my head that you are just able to afford what you need if you have a job. I also had an idea in my head that after going to college and to graduate school, I would have a job that would allow me to afford the things I need and be able to save money. But that has not been the case. And has been previously discussed on the podcast in a number of ways.
Yeah, I was so excited to start my first quote-unquote real job. Because I make, like, normal person money. I don't work a part-time job that pays $10 an hour. I make, like, normal person money. Where does it all go? I had to pay rent today, and now I have, like, $100 left.
Yep. I understand. Completely and totally understand.
I guess with this one, I'm waiting on a Venmo transfer. I bought plane tickets, and Emily Venmoed me for her plane ticket. But still... Okay, $200.
Let's take, why do I have all these tabs open? Let's take a look at what I figured out last night. Where does all my money go? Or where has it gone this year? Well, one is food. I realized that I only, like, hit my food budget or got actually close to my food budget twice during this year of my life, which was surprising to me that I was spending. And, like, I don't feel like I'm spending a ton of money on food. It just, like, was more than I thought I was. Where else do I spend money? Clothing. Hopefully I don't have to buy any more clothing for a while. My car. I took my car into the mechanic yesterday and was able to turn a $100 trip to the mechanic into a $500 trip to the mechanic. So that was nice, lovely.
I went to Midas the other day and I said, hey, can you just test my battery and then literally just look at the brakes, like just look at them and tell me if they need to be replaced. Because that was about all the repairs I thought I could afford. Everything turned out fine. I didn't have to spend any money, but...
Yeah, that was... I went to Tires Plus because I needed an alignment, but because my steering wheel wasn't at 12 o'clock, it was up and down at 1 o'clock. So, had to get that figured out. So, I had them, like, also, I found a free coupon to do just a basic check of different stuff on the car. And the first thing they said was that the brakes were good. And after I got off the phone, I thought about it and I was like, well, the brakes had better be good. I just replaced them 2 months ago. There would be big problems if my brakes were not good. Apparently my car is in fairly decent shape for the age it is. Which is accepted, welcomed. Thank you to my car.
I feel like mine as well. My roommate had to borrow my car once because she couldn't find her keys, and she came home. She was like, you need new brakes. I was like, the brakes are fine. So that's why I took it into Midas, to just have them look at them. They were like, yeah, the brakes look great. Well, good. I fully replaced the back ones a couple years ago, and then I got all new rotors, pads, and calipers on the front ones. Just like new
calipers, even.
February of this year.
Yeah, they... One of the things that was wrong on my car this time was that I had a tie rod end coming loose, which is like, so the steering wheel connects to tie rods, which then connect to the wheels. And on the end, the tie rod has a thing like the connector to the wheel, and that thing was coming loose. And I have replaced that by myself in the past, and it was frustrating because everything was rusted together on the previous car that I did this on. So I had to literally saw that part off before. But then it's like, you can't just like tighten it in all the way. You need to have a special thing that tightens it to a certain pressure. And so trying to figure that out with not the right tools did not go very well the last time I did it. So I was like, fine, I'll just have these people do it and charge me more money than it's actually worth to get it done.
That's like when I told my roommate that I wanted to get my battery tested. She was like, you can just go buy a battery. I was like, I know I can buy a battery. I know it would save me money. I don't care all that much. I'm just going to pay someone to tell me I need a new battery. Then I ended up not needing one, so that was good.
I had better not need a battery either. I bought one of those when I got this car. And I have a new alternator on the car as of this year. What else? I had them rotate my tires. So I was like, that should probably be done when I'm getting it aligned as well.
I got a new battery, I think it was the winter of 2019, but he's been making weird sounds recently, and the people at Midas just topped off the power steering fluid and said, hey, that's probably it. He's been making less weird sounds.
Was it whining? Yeah, it's probably power steering, or that's at least one place to look.
Because normally when he's whining, it's in the winter that the battery is too cold.
Hmm. Interesting. Where else does my money go? It's just like every section is like just a little above where it maybe could be. Like I just need to be more cognizant of when and how I'm spending my money. So, going into the next year of my life after this month, we will make some adjustments.
See what you spent and where you spent it last month. Here's your July in review. Okay, let's see. Where did I spend my money? I invested $4.
Sounds about right.
29% of my spending was groceries. Oh, I had to buy or renew my renter's insurance. That was another one. Oh, and I bought a P.O. box. That's where my money went this month.
I also bought a Panera gift card because they were 20% off. So that didn't help in terms of money. It will help in the future. Didn't help in the moment.
I use this savings app and I really like it, but sometimes some of the things it puts as like spending, it's like that was literally income.
Put some of your spending as income?
For example, it puts my income as spending.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant to say.
For example, the money that I received from TikTok for the month of June.
It said you spent that money?
Yep. Because it came in as a, like, an instant transfer. And normally if I'm instant transferring money, it's to dad for loans. So, like, I get it, but do better. I've barely even started paying back those loans. I'm just looming.
Me too, but I've been doing it for 5 years. Barely paying them back.
Many
I'm
much
still
money.
Curious if I had just gotten a job straight out of college instead of going to graduate school, how much of my loans I would still have, whatever the proper amount word is. How much would I still have to pay back?
I have tens of thousands.
Income total. It was very helpful this year to get $2,000 from the government for stimulus stuff. That was much appreciated.
Yep, I didn't get that.
It was also much appreciated to get a tax refund after the fact because I had gotten unemployment insurance. And then after I filed my taxes, Joe Biden did something to lower the tax rate on those or something. So I got money back. So that was also welcome.
Where did my tax refund go? Part of my tax refund went to, because I'm technically a Minnesota resident, and so most of my unemployment money came from the state of Iowa, because that's where I was unemployed and where I was living. Then I ended up owing the state of Minnesota money. So part of my Iowa refund went to the state of Minnesota. Dumb.
Yeah. You might need to declare Iowa residency.
Yeah, I need to get everything updated. It's just a process.
It is a process.
Mom wants me to put the car in my name. I'm getting there. I don't have money to do that right now.
Understandable. Don't have money to do a number of things.
I spent my entire paycheck on rent, a P.O. box, and renter's insurance. If anyone wants to mail me anything, I have P.O. box 1730, 1730 in Ames, Iowa, 50010.
Yep. Is this how far your TikTok success has brought you? You're getting a P.O. box now?
People want to send me things. Who am I to deny? Period. I didn't think that sentence through.
What are people wanting to send you? Have you gotten anything yet?
I haven't checked yet. I just got it this past week. But I do need to mail a letter. So I figured I'd go check. I could just mail this at my apartment, but I figured I'd drive across town to mail it at the post office. I'm sending a letter to General Mills. I accidentally bought... Okay, I had gone to the store, and I had intended to buy Hamburger Helper. I grabbed a box of Beef Stroganoff Hamburger Helper. Then I had intended to buy a box of, like, Philly Cheesesteak Hamburger Helper. But I accidentally bought a box of Deluxe Stroganoff. So we had regular Stroganoff and Deluxe Stroganoff. And I couldn't figure out what the difference was between the two. So I'm sending a letter to General Mills asking, what's the difference between the two? Your silence is deafening.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I had the stamps. And I was like, well.
I still don't know.
You ever just wonder what makes the Deluxe Stroganoff Deluxe? The ingredients were, like, more or less the same. If anything, the regular one had more things in it. But, like, more ingredients that made sense. Like, dried mushrooms. Which makes sense, given that it's stroganoff.
I don't know what to tell you.
Anyways, long story short, I'm going to mail this letter asking them that, and I'm going to check my P.O. box.
All right.
Some people want to send me different cans, which I did a lot of research into if you can even mail cans. You can. Ha ha.
Oh, wow.
Someone wanted to mail me, like, a shotgun tool. I don't know what that means.
A shotgun tool? Just a screwdriver?
Yeah. You can really use pretty much a lot of things to shotgun. I guess someone has specific tools. I thought it would bring me joy to get mail. So.
Oh, there you go.
That's why I went through with it.
How do you feel your TikTok is going?
I'm in kind of a lull at the moment. We just finished up our mixology series. Now we have to figure out what we're doing after that. I'd say it's going pretty well, considering. Nearly at 50,000 followers. I hit 1 million total likes on all of my TikToks. That was exciting. I got a P.O. box. I still don't have the same type of views on my videos that I did that one time where I had like 40 videos in a row with over 10,000 views.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty steady.
You've had a couple pop up, but for the most part it's been like 2,000 or something from what I've seen.
Yeah, a few thousand.
So.
That's fine.
Do you get comments from the same people? Do you have regular follower people?
I do have regulars. Some of them I follow back. Right now, the big thing happening with the TikTok is I bought a 25 pack of this, like, rare monster, like Monster Energy. Now I have to figure out, I hated it. My roommate tried it, she hated it. Trying to figure out how to get rid of them all. So I delivered a bunch to my friends in Ames, then I put on TikTok, if anyone wants a Monster Energy and you live kind of near Story County, hit me up.
Any takers?
So I've been... Yeah, I've mailed out a couple.
Did you sign them?
No. mailed out a couple. We met someone at Pizza Ranch in Story City once. Then we went antiquing. And then we drove down to Ankeny a different night. Cynthia and I, we were going to meet someone at like a bar or restaurant, and it was closed, so we got ice cream. She was super nice. She bought our ice cream, and then we talked for like 2 hours. And then I gave her a monster. Here you go. But now I have
nine
left. Actually, I take that back. One has been claimed. 2 has been claimed. Maybe 3 has been claimed. I have like 6 left.
Well, by the time this finally goes up, there probably will not be 6 left. However long that ends up taking. Our progress has slowed in terms of releasing podcast episodes in the last couple months.
Do you want a monster, Eric?
No, thank you.
I could mail it to you. I have your address.
I have no desire to ever consume a monster.
This one is cherry flavored. It's bad.
Well,
not
with
like
that
it.
Sales pitch.
It's rare, so like it's... I could only find it on Amazon. I take that back. I could find it on the Amazon website and the Walmart website. But it was like $20 shipping to get it from Walmart, so I just bought it off Amazon. $50.
Wow. Good thing you got some income coming your way, TikTok-wise. That should offset part of that.
Yeah. I was telling Emily about it, and she was like, I don't think I would have made that purchase. Well, I probably shouldn't have either. But I did! One person said he would pay for shipping. I sent him too. He is another creator. That's just so wild. I'm a creator.
You're a creator. Creating the TikToks of the shotgunning.
Yeah, what should I shotgun today? What do I have?
Does anyone else shotgun on TikTok? Are you the foremost shotgunner on TikTok?
There are quite a few people who shotgun, but I am, as far as I know, one of the only, like, women who shotguns.
Interesting. And the other people do this as regularly as you?
Uncertain on that one. There are some people who just, like, I don't understand. They open their throat and the liquid just goes down. I don't know how to open my throat.
Couldn't tell you.
And so they drink things very quickly. And I don't understand. I've tried. I almost waterboarded myself once. So then I figured I should stop trying.
I would probably recommend not doing that.
I'll just continue with my...
That's an entirely new genre you probably don't need to approach.
My maybe above average shotgunning, but not above average, just chugging. Oh, what should I do today?
I don't know. I have to go get Bethany from the airport.
There were 3 of us living here. One moved out, and then the other one, who's not me, she's at Disney right now. I don't necessarily want to be at Disney in a pandemic, but I want to be at Disney.
Rather than Iowa?
Yeah. And she's gone for so long, so I have to figure out how to entertain myself. It's just me and the cat. Cat just screams at me.
Sounds pleasant.
One of my friends lives a couple buildings over. We don't spend a whole lot of like time together, but we talk a lot. And then she's gonna be gone, so I can't even go bother her. I have to feed her cats. In addition to Barbara. I should get a can of air. Not to shotgun.
That was where my brain went first. I was like, how does that work? But then I saw that it looks like you're playing with your keyboard.
Yeah, to try and get some of this gunk out. One of my favorite stories, maybe not. One of stories that Emily told me once about a teacher that we both had. When Emily was in junior high, this teacher had to fill out a survey of, like, the technology that she had in her classroom. So, like, do you have a projector? Do you have a smart board? That kind of thing. And she was just, like, writing down the different technology that she had. And she looked, and she had, like, canned air. She went, can of air. Huh. I'm gonna write that down. Technology. Can of air. And she, like, wrote it down and submitted it. Which, knowing her as a person, yes. But also, why? We have technology. Speaking of technology, I think about this frequently. I think about this occasionally. The technology that we had at Woodland? Wild.
The technology that you had at Woodland.
Okay, because we had, like, you know when the office calls someone down to the office and they, like, do it in the speaker or whatever?
Yep.
But that speaker, they had ones in each individual room, and so they would just call the specific room, and then they were two-way speakers, so they could be like, Miss Johnson, yes, send Elena to the office, she'll be right there. Two-way speakers in every classroom at an elementary school, and for what?
For that purpose, so they don't have to use the phone, I guess. I would never thought about it.
Emily and I were talking about it at one point. Because, like, that's never come up again. They've never been two-way speakers. Like, usually if an announcement is made, it's just an announcement is made. Imagine being at the airport. That was where our minds went. You're at the airport. Eric Beck, please report to your family. I'll be right there!
That's exactly how I would respond. I'll be right there. No courtesy phones for us anymore.
I got a phone call. Let me see if I still have the voicemail. I got a voicemail once and I listened to it and I was just like, what? It was I got a missed call, 2018. And I got a voicemail. I listened to the voicemail and it's just Emily. From an unknown phone number, and she's going, hello. The airport has these phones where you can make free local calls. That's why I'm calling. Just for funsies, I guess.
Completely separate topic that I just thought of. Have you guys been getting the bad air quality from the fires? Has the smoke gotten as far south as that?
The last time I looked at the weather, we had an alert that it was unhealthy air quality for sensitive groups. So yes, it is getting here as well.
Has it smelled like smoke?
I have not left the house in several days.
All right. Reporter on the ground, staying in her house. Yeah. I don't remember how long ago the first day it was. If it was not this past week, but the week before, maybe. But I was just walking outside, and it just smelled like smoke. And it's so weird to me that it's coming down from Canada. Like, the smoke is traveling that far.
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole entire past four or five days, maybe. We've had the same deal where it just smells like smoke and the air is hazy. Like, typically, if I go out to, like, one of the bridges close to my house, I can see down the highway to the Minneapolis skyline. Like, it's not that far. It's maybe a mile and a half. Maybe. But even that, like, you couldn't see that far. That's how hazy it got down here. And it's just a strange occurrence to me. Because I understand, like, smells traveling that, a decent amount, I guess. Because, like, when I lived in Denver, there's a town, like, an hour north called Greeley, where they have a lot of, like, cattle processing. So you could just smell cows in the spring. Like, the smell just traveled the 50 miles or whatever from Greeley. But it's weird to me that Canada is as far away as it is, and we're getting smoke from their fires.
Yeah, on a related note of weather, Mom sent me a text the other day. Thankfully, it didn't happen, but weather conditions were right that a derecho could have hit Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. And she was like, I wouldn't have even known that word except that it happened to you. Because right around this time last year, the entire state of Iowa got hit with a derecho, a land hurricane. I was like, I can't go through this again.
Yeah, we haven't had very much rain. Rain would probably help clear the smoke. But this entire season, we haven't really had storms at all. I can remember two instances this year hearing thunder. That's all I can remember. This probably happened a couple more times than that, but like we haven't had any. Like I've thought, so this list that I made going into this year, like the 30 before 30 list, one of the things I put on that list was to see a tornado. I don't even know if it would have been possible to try and go chase a tornado somewhere close. I don't think we've had storms that big. So
we've had several tornadoes around here.
And if there are, maybe I'm just not paying close enough attention, but I'm not a regular news watcher. Not a regular TV watcher. But it has been hot. It has been quite hot for quite a while.
Yeah, the day the futon was delivered, Cynthia asked me to take my break so I could help move it up. And it was like high 90s, heat index of 106. We were just running up the stairs with this futon mattress. Because I had to be back at work in 3 minutes. Miserable. But at least there wasn't a derecho. When Iowa got hit with a derecho, it was literally the entire state of Iowa. It started in South Dakota and then just right across Iowa, parts of Illinois. I think it stopped in Ohio. It was like over $1 billion of damage. Crops were destroyed. Entire cities were without power for like 2 weeks. We didn't have power for a little over a day. But could you imagine another one of those once-in-a-lifetime storm hitting a year later?
I mean, there are some people who probably think that's going to be happening more frequently. What with our climate conditions.
Yes,
so,
but also...
So yes, the answer is yes, I could imagine. I've been doing research on this thing that happened in 1862. And what they said is that the winter before was just brutal in Minnesota. And like 30 below for an extended period of time. And snow, like crazy snowpack for an extended period of time. It's just like, we have that occasionally, like for a couple of days, but we don't have that where it's like a month-long deal of having that cold and that much snow.
Mm-hmm.
We've definitely, especially this last year, we've definitely gotten more mild. We had like 1 week, maybe a little over a week period this year, this past winter, that was that cold. And it sucked because I couldn't go outside. What are you looking
at? I looked up derecho history. Okay, Wisconsin derecho. Yeah, that didn't happen. Northeast cereal derecho. Here, Midwest derecho. Last year. High wind speeds of up to 126 miles per hour in Iowa. Post-damage assessments of up to 140 miles per hour. $11 billion in damage. Some of these... Great Lake cereal derecho. Okay, it didn't happen, though. This list is stupid. Anyways, the first recorded derecho was or the first named derecho, July 31st, 1877. Severe windstorm crossing Iowa. That this person identified as something special named it the derecho for its straight rather than spiraling winds. Anyways, if anyone ever wants to learn about derechos, they're wild. But we had fairly close to us recently. There were a string of tornadoes just kind of across the state. There were like 5 or 6 tornadoes that hit a couple weeks ago. I don't think I've ever seen one.
I have not.
I've seen just like a funnel cloud.
I have not seen one of those either.
When I was out at Grandma and Grandpa's once, I think it was, I want to say it was when Dad and I were going to Medora. Dad was there too.
This podcast episode has been so interesting thus far.
Started out strong with budget.
Yep. We need to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, did you see the text that I sent you from my friend Emily, not sister?
I did, but I don't remember now. She had ideas.
The ideas from my friend Emily. Humor and how we have different senses of humor based on our ages and experiences and whatever. Her second suggestion was the moral implications of a fish that makes a home in a sea cucumber's anus. I am not too sure what that means.
Could not tell you.
Apparently there's supposed to be some moral implications.
Do fish have morality? Is that a thing for fish?
I don't know. Is morality human imposed?
This is not a conversation I'm prepared to have extemporaneously. If that's the right word.
That would be the right word. I don't think the listeners know that I... we saw each other in person recently.
We did.
Was our last episode... When was that?
I think I was in the process of trying to get it released. It's really been that long since we recorded one of these.
Well, I impulsively drove up to Minneapolis.
Back to the TikTok discussion.
For one of my TikToks, it was a mix all... Okay, back up. One of the series that I did on TikTok was a bad mixology series. So I got a cup from Goodwill that had drink recipes on it, and we just made the recipes. They were all bad. One of the recipes called for absinthe, a liquor, and I was like, if anyone wants to send me absinthe money, because a bottle of absinthe is like $50, which I didn't want to spend, then someone commented that there was a liquor store in Minneapolis that sold small bottles of it. And I was like, well, I'm not in Minneapolis, but it would make good content. So I drove up to Minneapolis that day. Eric and I got lunch. Went to the liquor store.
Dinner.
Went to the liquor store, bought a small bottle of absinthe. And some seltzers for a different TikTok series. And I drove back down. All in a day's work.
And that was the whole thing. That was, I guess I didn't do any work, so all I had to do was drive to the other side of the city. And then I sent you back on a road that was closed, so that also happened.
Yeah, because Eric, when I was driving up, I sent him a text. I had Siri send him a text. It was like, sorry, there's a crash on this road. I promise I'm on my way. He was like, why are you on that road? I don't know, it's the way Google took me. That doesn't make any sense. Just get on 35 when you're leaving and go down. 35 was closed.
and I was unaware.
So I was just, like, driving through neighborhoods. I was like, I don't know where I am.
You know what really... What I really didn't understand is that the entirety of 35 was supposed to be closed. But that morning, I had driven on 35. Like, I had gotten... I got off, like, at my normal... I got out of the neighborhood at my normal exit or on-ramp to 35. And it was open that morning. So I don't know when they shut it down or where they shut it down. So I felt less bad for being unaware when I was like, I just drove on this road.
Yeah, I got on some... I was driving through some neighborhoods. And then got on some road, and then I was on the other 35. Because we're normally on 35W.
You ended up on 35E?
Yes.
How did you possibly end up on 35E?
It's just the way Google took me.
That is...
I don't know.
You ended up in a completely different city. On the other side of the river. Well, I guess we were initially on the other side of the river, but... What? Let me walk through this now, because I'm so confused.
So I got on the road... I took the exit that you told me to take.
And you got on 35W going south.
But it was closed, and so I couldn't actually merge onto it. And so it just pushed me onto whatever the next road was.
So did you not actually get on the highway?
Let me look at a map.
Because you still should have been able to get on 35W there going south. I just assumed that it would take you back to 394, like how you got up here. Or that it would have done that.
Okay, so I... Oh, shoot, I just lost it. I went up this road. Where is the noodles?
Like University and Hennepin.
Which road was I on?
University.
Okay, I went up University to get to the road. I don't know, dude.
Did you get on the highway?
I got on the highway. It didn't let me go to 35W south. So I got on some other road going, I don't know, probably.
Here's where my disconnect is. I got on the highway, but it didn't let me get on 35 going south, is what you're saying. If you had gotten on the highway, you would have gotten onto 35W south. That is the
I took an exit. And then it told me that 35W South was closed.
But were you on 35W South at that moment?
Yes. And then it told me that it was closed, so I got on some road. I stopped at a Holiday, filled up.
Did you get on Hiawatha?
I could not tell you. I don't
know. Were you next
to
the light rail? Very helpful.
Can I just look at, like, my past trips? Is there a way to do that?
I have no idea. I just don't understand how it would have taken you to 35E. Were you on a bigger size road, or were you actually on city street roads?
I was on city street roads.
I'm so confused. There are so many ways that could have taken you that would have made so much more sense than putting you into a neighborhood. Because all that should have happened, if you were following Google, is that it should have kicked you from 35W to 94 and then brought you back to 394 and back the way you came. Or it looks like possibly it could have kicked you to Hiawatha and brought you back across the river to 35E. But there's no reason you should have ended up in a neighborhood.
I was, like, in a neighborhood. That's where I filled up at a holiday. I guess I could look at what holiday I filled up at. Oh, what card did I use?
Holiday Station Stores. There's one right by U of M West Bank. There's one down by me. Like a mile from me.
Okay, when did I come visit you? When was this?
It was a Saturday. That's all I remember. July 10th.
It just says Holiday Stations, Minneapolis. Merchant address, Minneapolis. Helpful.
It doesn't give you a station number or anything like that?
Nope. It gives me a transaction number.
Maybe I should just start showing you pictures. Does this holiday look familiar?
That looks like every holiday ever.
I don't know. I'm still confused.
Well, anyways, I somehow ended up on 35E.
Do you remember where you crossed the river?
No.
Do you remember crossing the river?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I was just like on like city streets, like stoplight every other block for like 7 miles.
Did you drive past any other bodies of water?
Not that I recall.
Do you remember anything else about this trip?
I passed some apartments. There was something that was either... It looked like maybe a child care center, but it also kind of... The outside looked like a Mexican restaurant. And so I was unsure what it actually was. I had a heck of a time getting back onto the road that I was on from the holiday because it was, like, right at a stoplight, and I was getting back onto the road.
That looks like a number of these holidays. I don't know. I want so badly to understand where Google took you. 305 at that holiday.
Yeah, I paid a stupid amount for gas.
So I recently bought a Sam's Club membership through Groupon. This was like $25. And part of the reason I bought it was so that I would get cheaper gas at Sam's Club. So I was at Sam's Club today, right before they opened, and I was like, well... Since I'm down there, I don't need gas, but I guess I'll go get gas. And there was already a line, like 10 cars long, and the store wasn't even open yet. I want to try again on a day that's not a Sunday and see if it helps, or not a weekend.
Yeah, there was one day at my old job where I got sent to Sam's Club to buy paper towels, bleach, and... toilet paper at the beginning of the pandemic, and I showed up maybe 10 minutes before open, and there was a line like halfway around the building. It was also the calmest panic buying that I've ever seen. As I walked in and everyone just flocked to the toilet paper and was just like silently grabbing toilet paper and then getting out of the way. Okay. Huh.
Did you drive past the airport?
I remember the airport being... Oh, I drove past, IKEA.
That's by the airport.
So then, yes. And the Mall of America. And that one water park.
Oh my gosh. I know where you went, and it doesn't make any sense.
That's what you said about how I got there.
But this makes even less sense, because there are so many different opportunities for you to get brought back to 35W. Like, at the Mall of America, it should have put you on to 494 to bring you back to 35W, because that is closer than bringing you to 35E. At least in my opinion. Or it could have brought you on to 62.
I stayed on 35E until it merged into just 35.
So, this is utterly bizarre. It seems like it took you down Cedar Avenue. And then the Holiday is the one that's like a mile from my house that you would have stopped at. And then Cedar becomes Highway 77, which then goes past the airport and the Mall of America. And then it seems like you just stayed on 77 until you got to 35E.
Those sound like roads that I could have been on.
But it's just, I don't understand why it would have done that. Because wherever you would have gotten onto Cedar Avenue, I don't know why it wouldn't have put you then up onto Hiawatha, which is faster. And has fewer stoplights. Still has stoplights, but has fewer stoplights.
I stopped at a lot of stoplights.
Yeah, that's how Minneapolis works. I still maintain that if there was a politician who ran solely on the issue of lining stoplights up so that you were able to stop at fewer stoplights, and then they actually delivered on that promise, they would be the most popular politician in the history of this country. It wouldn't matter what scandals they had. It wouldn't matter what any of the politics other than that were. People would love them for allowing them to stop at fewer stoplights.
Sounds like maybe you should be the one to run on that platform.
I've thought not seriously about that. But I am passionate about the issue. Well, this has been a wonderfully stimulating issue. Non-issue. No, episode. That was the word I was looking for.
What should I do today? I should leave the apartment. Oh. Is it hot out?
I was going to mention this. So.
Oh, it's 81 degrees outside.
It's not actually that bad compared to what it's been. I have to go pick up Bethany at the airport. And she would like me to acknowledge that I have a girlfriend now and that I can use her in examples of when I do something with her and then talk about it on the podcast. I can mention her because our last podcast episode, I mentioned things that I did that involved her but did not mention her. And she said she would like for me to mention that she is a person.
She is indeed a person.
Another future podcast idea. I said I've been doing research on a thing. I could tell you about the thing I've been researching.
Is it the Titanic?
No. Have you been researching the Titanic?
I have interest in the Titanic. Not recently. I did a lot of research when I think I was still in high school.
I feel like this came up at one point. But no.
The Titanic?
Yeah. On the podcast. I've been researching the U.S. Dakota War of 1862. Do you know anything about the U.S. Dakota War of 1862?
I don't think so. Is that the one with what's-his-face?
That's very helpful.
Just name famous people in the war.
So on the Dakota side, Little Crow was the main leader. On the American side, Henry Sibley was the American leader in the battlefield. Are you aware of the name Henry Sibley?
Like Henry Sibley, the school?
Correct. And then Alexander Ramsey was the governor of Minnesota. Do you recognize the name Ramsey?
Okay, yes. I know cities in Minnesota.
So he was involved.
I don't think I know about this war.
Well, maybe we can discuss this in a future episode then, after I've gathered some more information. It's wild. It was a 6-week conflict that it was like a microcosm of society and race, and like has echoes into the future. So maybe we can discuss that at some point. I'll put together an actual like list of things to talk about. Yeah. And sound a little more enthusiastic than I do right now. This episode's gonna be like 45 minutes long. Well, we needed to at least make something to get back into the swing, because it's been like over a month since we recorded. And hopefully it won't be another month until we record again.